Okay. Chumash Bamidbar. Torah begins. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe b'Midbar Sinai. Goel Moed v'Echal Chodesh Hasheni. Shana Sheni's the Teisa Meres Mitzrayim Leimor. So the Medrash comments, famous Medrash. Medrash Rabbah, page 2. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe b'Midbar Sinai. Lama b'Midbar Sinai. Mikan Shanu Chachomim. V'Shlosha Dvarim Nitna HaTorah. The Torah was given in three things. Be'esh, uvamayim, uvamidbar. It was given with fire, water, and desert. Be'esh, minayim, because the Pasuk says, v'har Sinai, oshan kulo. V'gomer. V'mayim minayim, shenemar gam shamayim, notfu gamovim, notfu mayim. Midbar minayin shenema vaydaber Hashem Moshe midbar Sinai. Lama nitna b'shlosha dvarim halalu. So why was the Torah given in these three things? It was in the midbar, it was with mayim, it was with eish. Ela ma elu chinam l'chol bay olam kach divrei Torah chinam hem shenema hoy kol tzomei l'chul amayim. That just like all these things are free. Bamidbar, anyone can walk in the desert. It's free. Fire, free. Water is free. All these things are free to show that the Torah is free. All you have to do is want it. The Torah is free. So what is this notion of the three things, the Torah, Be'esh, Uvamayim? So the Sefer Beis Aaron from the Potek Rav is a Rav on the Lower East Side. Potek Rav. He says, Be'esh tichsiv har Sinai yashon kulam mayim, but yesh lomar dekoy al gimel bidos ha-Torah niknes mahen. So the Potek Rav says that's referring to the three things that the Torah is acquired by. Be'esh haynu ha-cheshek v'ha-shkida shehu b'hislavos. Eish means the burning desire, the hislavus, the heated passion. That's what you need for Torah. But mayim, zu anova. Mayim represents anova, as the Gemara says. Kama mayim sheholach mimokam gavo lemokam nomuch. Right? Like you go to the Niagara Falls, you see the water's going from the top to the bottom. Uva midbar, zehu midas ha-histapkus. Midbar means you don't have much in the midbar. That's the midas hestapkus. You mstapik b'muat. In other words, you're not looking for luxuries. You're not looking to earn tremendous amounts of money. You have to live, so you shouldn't. You're not supposed to be banias, but you're mstapik b'muat. And those are the three midos that you kona Torah. So then he says a vort from the Gemara above Metzia, which Rabbi Yudin pointed out to me, is really said already by the Vilna Gaon. So, the famous Gemara in Bava Metzia, the Tanur Shel Achnoi. Right, the Tanur Shel Achnoi was a machlokes whether a certain Tanur is Mekabel Tumah or not. Right, we won't get into the details. But Rabbi Lezer says it's Tahar, and the Chachamim say it's Tumah. And the Gemara says, "Heishiv," the third line, "Heishiv Elazar kol tshuva sholom lo kiblo meno." Amar lehem im halacha. So Rabbi Elazar says, "In the halachas like me, the charuv, the boxer tree, the charuv tree, should prove the nekar charuvim komo, and the charuv tree jumped, meaning it showed a raya that Rabbi Elazar is right, because he said, if I'm right, the charuv tree should jump, and it jumped." So Amr lo emavim raya min acharuf. Chazav Amr lehem imalacha kemosi amas hamayim yochichu. So the river should prove it, And then what happened? The river changed course.
Chazu amos amayim lachareim. Amru lo eimavim rayim me amos amayim. Chazu v'amr lehem v'halacha kamosi kosle beis hamedrash yochichu.
The kosle beis hamedrash yochichu, and they started shaking. So he had three proofs that he was right. And yet, Habaskol came out and says, Malachem eitzel lezrash lachem moso b'chol mokom. Omad Rabbi Yeshua al Raglav. The Baskol said, yeah, he's right. But then Rabbi Yirmiyah says, doesn't matter. Omad Rabbi Yeshua rather al Raglav, Omar Loba Shemayim hi. We don't follow the Baskol. And if the Rabbim go against Rabbi Lezer, so we don't paskin like Rabbi Lezer. But what is these three imageries? That if I'm right, then the Charev should yochiach. And the Chorav Taka got uprooted. If I'm right, the Amas Amayim should change its course. And it did. And if I'm right, what? The Kosle Beis HaMedrash should shake. And they did. So says the Vilna Gaon that these three things represent those three Midos that the Patakarov explained. Well, how so? He says the first one was what? The Choruv. You can read it here in his piece on page 4 and 5. We're not going to have time to read the whole thing inside now. What's a Choruv? What does the Gemara say? Chanina b'ni dai lo bekav charuvi me'erev Shabbos la'erev Shabbos. The Choruv is the paradigm of something that's like very basic. You know, I don't know, in elementary school they used to give us in Tu B'Shvat the boxer, the Chorov, you know. It's like eating a piece of the wall. You know, it was like, you know, it's so that's what the Gemara says. Chanina b'ni, my son Chanina, for him, Dai lo b'kav charuvi me'erv Shabbos l'erv Shabbos. He didn't need much. The Amas Amayim, what does that represent? Anova. That's the other midah. So the first midah is istapkus, that you don't need so much. The second is the midah of anova, and kosle beis hamedrash is the cheshik to learn. Those are the three midahs that you need to be kone Torah. And that's, so says the Pata, so those are the three imageries that says that Rabbi Lezer really had all these three midahs, and really the halacha should have been like him. But still, he was outvoted. And even though the Baskol said like him, lo b'shamayim. And says the Patakarav that that's Be'esh, the Torah's Nikra B'Midbar, Be'esh Uvamai. Oh. But let me share with you another vort from the Shemish Shmuel. Okay, but before we see the same Shemish Shmuel on page 8, let's take a look at the Shemish Shmuel. An interesting observation in the Psukim in the Torah by Matan Torah. Look on page 9. It says, the question is, how is Klal Yisrael referred to? Are they referred to Bnei Yisrael, or they are referred to as Ha'am, the nation? So it starts off, Kosom Relevais Yaakov, Visogeid, page 10, the Bnei Yisrael. So first it starts off talking about Bnei Yisrael, they're called Bnei Yisrael. But then, look right after that, on page 14, it says, Vayaged Moshe es divrei ha'am el Hashem. So they're called ha'am. Page 15, Pasuk Yudalad, Vayaged Moshe har el ha'am. They're called ha'am. Pasuk 7, Yud Zayin, Vayotze Moshe es ha'am. Page 19. So what's this ha'am? Ha'am, ha'am. And then only later are they called Bnei Yisrael one more time, and then ha'am. But basically, they're called ha'am. So the Shemi Shmuel says an unbelievable thing. there are two connotations of am. What does am mean? So this is mamish al derech hadrush, but it's beautiful. Okay, it's derech hadrush, but it's beautiful. He says like this. The Gemara in Pesachim on Chav Zayin Amud Aleph on page 25. See, Rashi speaks about Gecholim Omamos. Omamos means if you have a charcoal and it's very dim, the fire is not big. It's like flickering, it's not a big fire. It's very small. That's called Omamos. The Pasuk in Yecheskel, he quotes. If you look in Targum Unkelus, Rashi points out on page 26 in Parshas Tazria, when it says the Nega is getting lighter, Vihi Keha, Vihi Amya, Vihi Amya. The Pasuk in Yecheskel, page 24, Arozim lo amemuhu. Amemu means they didn't cover it up. I mean, amemu is something in Yen Hester. It's very low, it's very small, it's very shuffle. The flicker of the fire is very small. So he says like this. Rashi says in Chumash, on page 22, going 23, Vayi ha'am ki mis'on nimra be'oznei Hashem. Says Rashi in Bamidbar, Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Aleph, Ein ha'am ela ha'rishoim. Ha'am is the rishoim. Ha'am has a negative connotation. So says the Shem Yishmuel, you know why ha'am has a negative connotation? Because what is am? Amamu? It's very small, very low madrega. So then, says the Shem Yishmuel, what about the Pasuk in Chumash, page 21, Ki am kadosh ata. So what does it mean, am kadosh? I thought am is a bad thing. What's am kadosh? So says the Shem Yishmuel like this. Am means shiflus. So there are two types of shiflus. There's one shiflus that's good, and there's one shiflus that's bad. If you're a shafel, you're in a low madrega, and you don't care to improve, then ain't am el ra. But if you realize that you're on a low madrega and you need to fill yourself up with more, and you realize the deficiency, but you want to fill the deficiency, that's a positive thing. That shiflus is good. That's am kodesh. That's am kodesh. So the reason why Klal Yisrael, by Matan Torah, had constantly the name am, is because it was together the am kodesh, that sheifa, to realize we're lacking and to want to what? To want to fill what we're missing. To want to fill what we're missing. So that's what, take a quick look in the Shem Yishmuel. Yesh lo da, he says, look at the third column on page 8. Hine midas ha-shiflus einena le-yoshofel be'ena v'istapik v'shifluso. She'im b'zeh shevach. In other words, if a person is shofel and he's content with that, that's not good. El l'hipuch, she'yod v'yakir chol shema she'yesh lo einu klum be'ena mo'tza asma chosu u'mishtake o'd la-hashloma. In other words, if he realizes he's deficient but he wants to therefore add to make it better, that's the positive thing. So he says, a meshiflus shemistapik b'shavluso, if you're content with your shiflus, ve'enu mishtakek lashlama, he grew a me'akol. If you have good shiflus, meaning you realize you're not perfect, you realize you need to improve, that's the best thing. But ba'ofen hasheni, that you mistapek with what you have, leis bishmino. He says, hinei am hu loshon shiflus, mi loshon gecholim omamos. That am is loshon shiflus. Alkein ein ha'am el rishoyim. Mikol mokum nimkar am kadosh, hainu shet shiflus nivla b'asonis el al derech ha'ofen ha'nirtza. That's the am kadosh. So therefore, the whole parsha by the Matan Torah, they're called am in the positive sense, to show that they were looking to improve. They were looking to improve. But then later on, when they said that we don't want to hear from Moshe, from Hashem directly, we want to hear from Moshe Rabbeinu. So if you remember, on Simchas Torah we had a packet that was a good thing, that they were being honest. But here he's looking at it in a negative light, that they didn't want to get the maximum that they could have. So therefore, if it would use the Lashon Am then, after they said, Daber Atah V'Nishmonu, then that would have meant Am in the negative sense, so therefore it changed to B'nai Yisrael. Then the last thing the Shem Shmuel says before, the two famous Gemaras by Matan Torah. Well, one famous Gemara, Rav Yosef says in the Gemara Pesachim, Samechesam at Beish 27, Rav Yosef Biyomad Atzarta, Rav Yosef on the day of Shavuos, Amar Avdi Li Egla Tilsa. He said he wants to make a special meat dish. Amar Ilo Hayoma de Kagorim Kama Yosef Iga Beshuka. He says, without Shavuos, without the day of Matan Torah, Rav Yosef says, there are a lot of Jews in the street. But what makes me give me meaning to life that I have Torah, that I could learn Torah? Therefore, you know, it's without the Yontif of Shavuos, without the Nesinas HaTorah, I'm just another Jew. Nothing Joe in the street. That's one statement that Rav Yosef made. But then there's a famous statement that Rav Yosef made in the end of Sota. The Gemara says, in the end of Sota, page 28, Mishemes Rebbe, when Rebbe died, Batla Anova. There's no more real people who are Anovim anymore. So Amalei Rav Yosef, Matana lotisni anova diika ana. Now don't say there's no anovim around. I'm still around, right? So there's a famous Gemara how to explain this Gemara. But on one hand, so the Shem Yishmuel on page 8 of the third column, the paragraph v'nir lefarish, he quotes the two Rav Yosefs. So he says, Pshat was like this. Whereas Rav Yosef realized that he's a shofel. But he says, Shavuos was the great time for Shvalim. Because it says, Vayeri Hashem al Har Sinai. So you see, Hashem comes down even to the low people. So he realized that he's a shofel. So though, even though he was an Onav, and how to explain that Gemara, that requires a separate, but the Gemara says he was an Onav, Lotisne Anova Dika Ana. But yet what he was saying is that Shavuos is special because Hashem comes down to the Anovim, to the Shvalim on Shavuos. And he says, so that's the Pshat on Shavuos, if a person realizes he shuffle. So if he takes it in a way that says, and therefore I'm not going to improve, or therefore I'm going to get depressed because I'm a nothing, So that's a very bad shiflus. But if he realizes that I'm a shuffle, meaning that I still have so much to grow, and he takes it in a positive way, that's the best shiflus. So that's why Klal Yisrael will call not b'b'china v'hi am kimisonim, the bad am, but the am kadosh. The am kadosh that wants to yearn to realize that we're deficient, but not therefore we get depressed and we throw the towel in and we get or we're satisfied with what we have, but therefore we realize that there's room for improvement, there's room for growth. And that's the, so we have to have that she'ifa, to start off with the she'ifa, the desire to understand. And those are the three midos, the anova, the stapkus, and the kosle beis hamedrash. Because once you have anova, so you realize that you're lacking in a certain way. And then you can, but if you don't have the mida of histapkus, then you're going to say, so what, I'm lacking, but I still have to earn all the money, all the wealth, and I'm not going to. So you have to have the mida of histapkus. And then once you have the mida of histapkus, you make sure that you can learn, and you have that eish, and that desire, and that hislavus. So that's the Medrash says, the Torah was given by Midbar, by Eish, uvamayim. And those are the three midos that the Patikarov says. The Midbar is the midah of histapkus, Eish is the hislavus, and mayim is the anova. But once you have to start out with Am Kadosh. You have to have Am, Loshon Amamaya, Gecholim Omos, Kvuyos, Nemuchos. But a person, again, shiflus could destroy a person, could make a person, you know, depressed, and therefore he doesn't want to do anything. He's too far gone. So that's, or it can make him be happy with mediocrity. And that's the bad, that's Ein Am El Ra. But the Am Kadosh means I realize I'm lacking, I realize I can do more, and but my goal is always going to be what? To add. Not overnight. Not finishing Shas overnight. But every day. That's a big yisod. Achas, achas, limtzo cheshbon. You shouldn't try to, I'm lacking, so, you know, over the summer I got to finish half a Shas. You know, those whatever people have those plans, they realize they're lacking, so they wake up one day and says, I have to, you know, do 10 mesechtes now. And then he ends up doing nothing. No, you do a little at a time. Little at a time, as long as you're consistent and you're there day in, day out, you're adding. So that Am is the Am Kadosh of Maloson Shel Yisrael B'Kabbalas HaTorah, has to be the Bechino of Am Kadosh. And Be'ez Hashem, if you look back now, how much you've learned from now to from last Shavuos. Look at all the different Torah, look at all the packets, look at all the different Yediyas that you have from last Shavuos till now. And look how much it is. And Be'ez Hashem, I give you a bracha. From this Shavuos to the next Shavuos, multiply. But every day, you just focus on what we're doing today. Like they say, the Chofetz Chaim said, I'm focusing on everything. The Gra, I'm looking to the Siyim, looking for today's Amud, today's Tosas, today's Rambam, today's Pnei Yeshua. Today's Devar Avram, today's Balamor. A little bit, put into your bag, put in your mind, in your heart. Tomorrow, more. But keep coming, realize we still have to add onto ourselves. We still have to be memale ourselves. And that's the midah of Am Kadosh. Am is Lashon Gecholim Omimus. So there can be the Am that's bad, that's deficient and is couldn't care less or gets depressed or is not happy to settle with mediocrity. And then there's the Am Kadosh. That Kecholim Omamos, who wants to be Mamale, that Chisar. So Be'ez Hashem, when we Mekabel the Torah once again this year, Be'ez Hashem, Am Kadosh, we should all have that Bechin of Am Kadosh and Chachiv Pichav Amaleihu, and we should be Mamale our Torah to the degree that will give us simcha, like Rabbi Goldberg spoke the other week, that Torah is not only for Olam Haba, It gives you olam hazeh. It gives you simcha in this world. And Bez Hashem, with these three midos, b'midbar, b'eshu, b'mayim, stapkus, slavus, anova, and hasmada, we should be zocheh to be mikabel the Torah once again on Shavuos, haba'aleinu, l'tovah.